Let's get the news. It's read this morning by Karen Carthy.
At least 68 people are feared to have drowned after a boat carrying 150 migrants capsized off the southern coast of Yemen. Yemeni officials said those on board were attempting to cross from Yemen to Africa. The International Organization for Migration described the route between the Horn of Africa and Yemen as one of the most dangerous migration routes in the world. The organization's representative in Yemen, Abdusattar Essoev, said many were unaccounted for.
14 people have been rescued, and around 68 bodies has recovered. But then the rest is the fate of the rest is unknown, and we fear that they may also be dead. And we are now working on trying to get more updates on what has happened for the rest of the people on board.
Officials in Haiti have said 9 people have been kidnapped from an orphanage near the capital, Port-au-Prince. They were taken from the Saint-Hélène orphanage in the commune of Kenskoff, about 10 kilometres southeast of the city. The hostages include a 3-year-old child and 8 workers at the orphanage. No demands or ransom requests have been made. The growing impact of gang violence in Haiti is threatening to further destabilise the country. Hamas has said it's prepared to work with the Red Cross to deliver aid to Israeli hostages it's holding in Gaza if Israel meets certain conditions. Hamas said any coordination with the Red Cross would be contingent upon Israel permanently opening humanitarian corridors and halting airstrikes during the distribution of aid. Yesterday, President Michael D. Higgins condemned the release of pictures by Hamas of emaciated Israeli hostages captured in the October 7th attacks, describing it as a shocking act of cruelty. The US President Donald Trump has said his special envoy Steve Witkoff may travel to Russia on Wednesday or Thursday to discuss a ceasefire in Ukraine. Mr. Witkoff visited Russia in April when he held talks with President Vladimir Putin. Before boarding Air Force One, Mr. Trump repeated his threat to impose more sanctions on Russia if it continues its war in Ukraine. The trial is opening in Russia today of 19 people accused of involvement in an attack on a Moscow concert hall last year that killed 149 people. Armed men stormed the Crocus City Music Hall venue, opening fire and then setting the building alight. Hundreds of people were also injured. The Islamic State group said it was responsible. Despite this, Russia implicated Ukraine in the attack, an allegation that the Ukrainian government called baseless and absurd. Wind warnings issued because of Storm Floris are now in operation for the northern and western parts of the country. The last of the warnings is due to be lifted by mid-afternoon. Barry Gallagher reports.
The effects of Storm Floris beginning to ease this morning after making landfall in the north and northwest of Ireland at around 2 a.m. and peaking at around 6. The unseasonable storm, driven by a rapidly deepening Atlantic low-pressure system and strong jet stream, brought winds of up to 100 kilometres per hour, mainly impacting coastal areas. The so-called weather bomb caused minor disruption overnight, with fallen trees reported across parts of the north and northwest. The ASB say a small number of power outages have also occurred. 3,000 customers are currently affected in Tuam, with 500 in Swinford and another 500 in Ballyshannon and Donegal. Crews remain on standby as conditions allow. Yellow wind warnings remain in place across 8 counties but are expected to be lifted later today as the storm tracks northeast into Scotland. Local authorities are urging the public to avoid coastal areas, cliffs and uplands, to report fallen lines, to secure temporary structures like tents and to remain alert to changing weather conditions. Barry Gallagher, RT News, Donegal.
Flagheal na hÉireann 2025 is underway in Wexford Town after it was officially opened by President Michael D. Higgins yesterday. The Irish Music Festival runs for 8 days and organisers expect 700,000 people to attend events over the coming week.